This is Earth and Sky on keeping people safe during air travel.
A National Research Council report released in February suggests the U.S. air transport system isn't ready for chemical or biological attacks. Yet this system is an attractive target, said Jim O'Brien, chair of the committee that drafted the report.
It's attractive for maybe a couple of reasons. One, because the air transportation system represents a huge economic chunk of our entire nation's business. It's a $100 billion kind of business, if not more.
O'Brien said there's a lot of research now on detecting chemical or biological agents in the air. But
in an attack with fast-acting agents, for example, the chemicals would reach the victims and begin producing symptoms in approximately the same amount of time that these chemicals would take to reach and produce a response from a technology-based detector.
O'Brien's committee recommended options, one expensive option, treating the air on airplanes and air terminals continuously to kill airborne viruses or neutralize dangerous chemicals. But in the meantime, are we prepared?
We are more prepared now than we were a couple of years ago, but I believe we have a long way to go.
There's more on this at earthsky.org. Our thanks to NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.